When my first grandchild was born, his parents were living overseas. They would visit once, maybe twice a year. Flying meant they could not bring all the paraphernalia a baby required: cots, high chairs, strollers, and more. It was for me to supply what was necessary. Simultaneously, two women friends of mine were in the same position, daughters overseas and grandbabies visiting on occasion. I suggested we set up a shared granny library, where we would collect all the equipment needed, which we would share. Visits to the recovery room, second chance, and others were less expensive than new. Now there are even more stores in Cambridge offering excellent choices of gently used baby items. Once Upon a Child, on Hespler Road, the baby clothing store. The Sharing Squirrel, on Pinebush. Garage sales are another place to find bargains and fun to visit, and cast-offs were precious. Online marketplaces were not available 20 years ago when we had our granny library, but now there are many and yet another source, so equipping a library is not too expensive. We had baby baths, books, and bottles, cots and covers, sheets and strollers, toys and teddies. A fine selection. The library was moved from one granny's house to another based on who was next to visit. When no grandchildren were visiting, we shared the storage required among our neighbor houses, as once all collected, they took up quite a lot of space. From time to time we'd upgrade, looking for bargains, but being responsible, loving grandparents' safety was more important than the dollars. Babies often grow out of clothing items before they are hardly worn, so it's easy to find good quality secondhand items. Collective arrangements and shared responsibilities often work well. I recall when my first child was born, I had a cousin living nearby who also had her first baby. We had difficulty house cleaning with a young baby, so we would take it in turns. One week I would go to her house with my baby. She would leave and go to my house to clean, then cook a dinner for both families so we'd eat together before they went home. The next week, the next time, we'd switch, so every 2 weeks our houses were thoroughly cleaned. It was a splendid system which we successfully shared for several reasons until I emigrated to Canada. With the granny library, once there were no longer babies, we gifted our collection to the food bank. It was an idea I recommend others in a similar situation might try.